Blog Talk Radio.
I don't see him on the line. Papa, you don't call him?
Tell him I'm telling two great people I surrender. I surrender to him. I surrender. This is your night. Don't take it to the new year. Anything that you want to leave behind, tell somebody I'm leaving it behind. I'm leaving it behind. I'm leaving it behind tonight.
Call on to Jesus. I surrender. Call on to him.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Welcome to another Kingdom Builders International Internet Radio Program. Continue to enjoy the song. This is Evangelist Hannah, and I will be right back. Glory to God.
God be magnified tonight. Turn around, tell two great people I surrender. I surrender to him. I surrender. This is your night. Don't take it to the new year. Anything that you want to leave behind, tell somebody I'm leaving it behind. I'm leaving it behind. I'm leaving it behind tonight. It says this.
Call on to Jesus. I surrender. Call on to him. I freely give. I will ever love and trust him. He in his presence daily. Give you my heart, body and soul. Oh, Holy Spirit, take control. You take my hands, here are my feet. Lord, you can take control of me.
Release the fire of God in this place. Somebody shout hallelujah to God right now.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I just praise you, magnify you, glorify you, God. Tonight we have the man of God that's going to come forth for part two of his teaching on foundation. Pastor Mills, are you on the line?
Yes.
I yield the line to you, man of God.
Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for tonight. We bless your holy name for setting up heaven unto us. Bless the gathering of your people and for the word that you are about to release into our lives. We thank you, Lord, for foundation. And we praise your name that you grant us the understanding as you have ordained it to be, that the foundation that you have set up in Christ will speak into our lives, will organize us, and bring us into the full counsel of your will for our lives in the matter of your kingdom, that we shall not be found wanting, but we shall be in truth. In Jesus' name. On Saturday, I started the subject matter of foundation, and we went into how Christ spoke about it and its significance at the end of the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 7 from verse 24. He speaks profoundly concerning the significance of foundation. He says from the verse 24, Matthew chapter 7, verse 24, therefore, whosoever heareth these things of mine and doeth them, I will liken him into a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And he says in verse 26 down, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. I intimated, I pointed out that this is a beautiful illustration Christ was given to bring to our attention the significance of foundation. He's using the metaphor of a house. And it's a well-known thing that a house is built upon a foundation. There's really no house without a foundation. Every house is built upon a foundation. Christ is intimating the quality of the foundation upon which the house is built. And he's showing us two contrasting qualities of the foundation of a house. He's ascribing one to a wise man who builds his house on a rock. He says that the rain will come and beat upon that house. But because the house is on the rock as a foundation, the house will not fall. On the other hand, the house which is having a foundation made of sand, Christ is saying that that foundation is weak. And likewise, when the rain comes to beat on that house, because of the weakness of that foundation, it cannot stand. It falls apart. This is an illustration I had mentioned that speaks to brick and mortar. But essentially, what Christ is saying here is that our lives, the lives that we live, is likened to the house, because when we get into the details of the Sermon on the Mount, it's actually bringing out the God kind of life we are to live on earth that will show our expression on earth regarding God's righteousness. And he's saying that for our lives to truly reflect the righteousness of God on the face of the earth is to be founded on the Word of God, so that our life on earth as a house is to be built upon the Word of God. Remarkably, Jesus spoke to us concerning the importance of the Word of God when he was retorting to Satan's temptation. If you are the Son of God, if you are the Son of God, turn this stone to bread. And Christ said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out, that proceeds out of the mouth of God, the Rhema word. Praise the Lord. So that the Word of God is a true foundation upon which man's life is to be lived. We'll come to see that then that the foundation, the Word of God, should speak to you as a foundation. The Word of God will guide you, will organize you. And when it is so, then Jesus says, you are acting as a wise person. You are acting as a wise person. I like the fact that he's saying that the rain comes to beat the house. It suggests to us that life on earth, so to speak, after the fall of man, is not an easy road. It's not an easy thing. Our lives are challenged. Lives are encompassed with all kinds of adversities. challenges on the right hand, challenges on your right, left, challenges in front of you, at your back. Wherever you are, you meet challenges. Challenges, or rather challenging circumstances and situations, Christ is pointing out a part of the post-Adamic life. But the life that is founded upon the foundation of the Word of God will find stability in moments of such adversity. Glory to Jesus. And speaking concerning foundation, we're learning also from a brother Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And he's addressing the church in Corinth and speaks profoundly to the fact that Christ, the Word of God, Christ himself is our foundation. Christ is our foundation. As he profoundly puts it in from the verse 5, who then is Paul and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man, excuse me, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that plants anything, neither that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. According to the grace of God which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds thereon. But let every man take heed how he builds thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man builds upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. And we are seeing here that Paul is, as Christ put it, bringing out the significance of the foundation. A foundation of life. The foundation of Christian ministry, the foundation of church, And he's saying that the foundation of the Christian, the life of the believer, is Christ. The foundation of the church is Christ. The foundation of the matter that we are about concerning the kingdom of God is Christ. But there is no other foundation. The foundation is not in man. The foundation is not Paul. He's saying, I'm not the foundation. Paulus is not the foundation. The foundation is not the apostle. The foundation is not the prophet. The foundation is not the pastor. It's not the teacher. It's not the evangelist. But the foundation is Christ. It is upon the foundation of Christ that the church is set, that we work the ministry of the church, that we live our Christian life. No other foundation. Interestingly, Paul had no argument for the fact that Jesus is our foundation. He has not much concern to the fact that Jesus is our foundation. But rather, his concern is what we are doing on the foundation of Christ. And just as Christ illustrated the importance of the quality of the foundation that is tested by rain, by adversities, to bring out the quality of the foundation, Paul is also bringing to our attention that likewise, how we build upon the foundation of Christ also goes through a testing. He says that how we are building our lives on the foundation of Christ, how we are holding our work of the church, will be tested. Will be tested. Remarkably, I mentioned last Saturday that onto this matter of testing, of how we are living our lives, how we are working in the context of church, Christ said it's a profound thing. So in the last days, many shall come, and they will intimate, they will say, we've done all these wonderful things in your name. We've healed the sick. We've preached the gospel. Many have been saved. Many have been delivered from demonic oppressions. We've done great spiritual work in the lives of people. So amazing that Christ will say that, depart from me, for ye workers iniquity. It's really going to be very sad that after laboring for years, it'll be found that all that we have done has not been according to the foundation that have been laid by Jesus Christ. And on Saturday, I brought forth five aspects, mentioning three, elaborating on three of them, that we need to pay attention to regarding the foundation of Christ, that our knowledge of the foundation of Christ would help us in how we apply our lives on the foundation of Christ. How we go about church on the foundation of Christ. How we go about parachurch activities on the foundation of Christ. How we go about whatever aspect, whatever ministry in the name of the kingdom of God on the foundation of Christ. We shall be greatly helped when we have thorough understanding of the nature of the foundation of Christ. We shall be helped tremendously, such that we will know what we cannot do. We will know what we cannot say, given the fact of the nature of the foundation upon which we are living our lives and we are doing the work of the church and the work of the ministry. Initially intimated that for many of us, our sense of the foundation of Christ had remained by the passage, that he set for our entrance into the kingdom of God by the life, by the life that he laid, by laying down his life for us, by dying on the cross, shedding his blood, the crucifixion, the cross and the blood, his resurrection. He laid his life. He put down his life. Is an aspect of the foundation of Christ. Without Jesus, no man can be saved. Without Jesus, no man can be born again. Without Jesus, no man can have reconciliation unto God. For by Christ's death and by Christ's shedding of his blood, we've all come to be reconciled and we've all come to be justified by God. Therefore, we have peace with God. That we have become the children of God. For as many as received and believed in Jesus, he gave them power to be born again. It is on the basis of Christ's death and Christ's blood that we come into this glorious relationship again with God. Adam the Son of God, stolen by devil and by the stealing and by that stealing man lost that relationship with God and became the child of the devil. But thank God that through Jesus, man have been regained, have been redeemed back into that relationship with God as a son. Hallelujah. But on Saturday, I intimated that it's not the end of the matter with the foundation of Christ. Because when we think about Jesus Christ in his entirety, the entirety of Christ's personhood, that is the Son of God, and he is also the Son of Man, that the Bible brings out with clarity, without any ambiguity, that Christ is of a lineage, then that lineage of Christ is also a foundation that we have to reckon with. It's a foundation that we have to reckon with. That Christ did not just die for us, but his lineage is as powerful for us as a foundation that we have to reckon with it and living the Christ life in doing the work of the church, the work of the ministry upon his foundation. Glory to Jesus. So we open the scriptures into Genesis. Genesis chapter 4. Where we find Seth, where we find Seth. And with intimation of Eve about Seth, Eve having an insight about the birth of Seth, after losing her two other children, sons, in Cain and Abel, God gave Seth. He looked at Seth and prophetically, with a spiritual insight, he comes out with a profound concept of appointment, suggesting to us that in the foundation concerning the lineage of Christ, that the initial layer of the foundation of Christ is appointment. Appointment. It is not man's appointment, but it is God's appointment. Not man's appointment, but God's appointment. And I have intimated that in allowing this concept of appointment to speak into our lives, it should come with a recognition that your life is not of any arbitrary thing. Your life in Christ is of not any arbitrary thing. It's not a chance. It's not something that happened. It is calculatedly, thoroughly considered by appointment. Is the first layer of the foundation of Christ's lineage. That should be speaking to our lives, to our church work, and to our ministry. We have to regard the concept of appointment. The concept of appointment should speak to us that the work that we are doing, that we've been found in Christ, living the life of Christ, is not our human effort. It's not of our human effort. It's not humanly engineered. It is so by appointment of God. I have to regard kingdom builders not as an enterprise of the person, but as an enterprise appointed by God. Oh, how great assurance of confidence to know that you have been appointed by God. We have been appointed by God. That the work we are doing on the behalf of God on the face of the earth in Christ Jesus is upon the foundation of appointment. Hallelujah. Oh, what glorious strength it is to know without an unwavering mind that I've been appointed of God in Christ. I've been set upon the foundation of Christ. I've been set upon the foundation of Christ. I've been appointed a part of that lineage of appointment. And Seth is God's man, embodiment, the metaphor, the illustration of that Christ appointment. Glory to God. And of Seth, as we come down, we find out that not all the children of Seth, not even Enoch, which was taken to heaven, but rather it's Noah that God sets the progress of the foundation of Christ coming down to one of his children, Shem. For Noah had three sons, Shem, Japheth, and Ham. And we come to a very intriguing fact that these four men, Noah the father and his three sons, were the only men, the obviously including Noah's wife, the men and their wives. The Bible counts eight souls altogether who has survived the flood that judged humanity, whereby all people upon the face of the earth were killed by God. The intriguing thing is that because of that matter, there is no bloodline upon the face of the earth today that has any connection with Cain or Abel. Hallelujah. For Cain and Abel were taken out, and God began with Seth. And it's of only the line of Seth that remain upon the face of the earth to repeople the earth. Hallelujah. No Cain and Abel is found today among men and women. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Bless your holy name. Thank you, God, for the Holy Spirit that is working right now. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Glory. But in the sons of Noah, in Genesis chapter 10, we find Noah coming out with a declaration in one of his children, Shem. It's one of the interesting stories that Noah, after the flood, got drunk and he laid in his bed naked. And his young son, Ham, comes to see his nakedness, and instead of covering up the nakedness of his father, he rather went out to broadcast the nakedness of his father to his two other siblings, who with honor and respect entered the room of their father with their backs facing him and coming to cover his nakedness and not seeing him in his nakedness. Regardless of all that with Noah, the man wakes up with the anointing, with a prophetic anointing. The Bible says that when he woke up, he recognized what his younger son has done to him. How? This is only by spiritual intuition, discernment. He's a prophet. He's a man of God. And he utters profoundly what I term the second layer of the foundation of Christ upon the foundation of the appointment, which is the foundation of blessing. For he comes out powerfully declaring into the life of his son Shem, "Blessed be the Lord God of Shem. Blessed be the Lord God of Shem." And he brought his two other brothers under him. Japheth dwelling in his tent, and Ham serving him. The core of the matter is Shem being set apart for the program that God had in Jesus Christ. What was happening was not just a father uttering words to his children, But God, through Noah, was continuing setting up the foundational lineage of Christ, bringing to our attention a key component of the foundation, which is blessing. God's personal endowment into the foundation of Christ, blessing, an endowment, a disposition of God, hovering, overpowering the line, the lineage of Christ, setting himself with grace, with honor, with power, with all the virtues in blessing. It is not just appointment, but it's a blessing. Our life on Christ is blessing. The work we are doing in Christ is blessing. We have to recognize it. We have to acknowledge it with full respect, attention, awe, reverence, that this is a blessed work. We don't just do it anyway, anyhow. We have to be wise. We are living on a life of blessing. We are doing the work of God on the foundation of blessing. It's a fruitful work. Your life is to show fruitfulness. Our ministry should show fruitfulness. Blessing. Fruitfulness. He blessed them. Be fruitful. Multiply. Blessing. It should speak to us. It should speak to our ministry. It should speak into our lives. We pay attention that this is a ministry that is blessed. It has to show blessing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to Jesus. And that is what God said in Shem. But God progressed in Shem, that through Shem, likewise, we find God line by line, son by son, identifying individuals to progress the foundational line of Christ, so that when Shem comes Arphaxad, we don't hear much about Arphaxad, but we see that through Arphaxad, one of the direct sons of Shem, we see the development of the foundational line of Christ coming way into Terah, who now gives birth to three sons, of which one of them was Abraham. And I intimated that Abraham, we found a remarkable work of God, contrary to his preceding foundational line of descent, that God actually began to do a certain work with this vessel that we come to see how God picks him up and works transformation in him, speaking profoundly to us that in Abraham, God was setting up, was establishing various things pertaining to Jesus Christ, the church, leading into the kingdom of God. He said in Abraham that you will be the father of many nations.
Abraham was a father. Then he's speaking to the matter of establishment. And the term comes in to us in Genesis chapter 17, when God established an everlasting covenant with him. That in general terms, what we find in Abraham is all a matter of establishment. We don't see Abraham religiously observing most of the things that were established with him. In Genesis chapter 14, we find Melchizedek coming, Melchizedek, the priest of the Most High God. And in Melchizedek, we learn from Hebrews chapter 7 that the priestly, the high priestly order of Christ is going to be after the order of Melchizedek. Would it not suggest to us that in Abraham, God in Melchizedek was establishing with him the priestly feature? The mind of God concerning the priestly feature in Christ was being established in Melchizedek with Abraham. Melchizedek comes with bread and wine. The illustration of the high priesthood of Christ comes with bread and wine. The elements that Christ had used later on, generationally, with the disciples to benchmark, to institute the new covenant, to bring about the qualifiers of our passage into him and becoming part of him for the matter of the kingdom of God. We see that establishment with Abraham. We see the establishment of tithing in Abraham with Melchizedek. Abraham, the father of the Christian faith, Paul teaching profoundly that a Christian faith is of the faith of Abraham. Establishment. The appointment of Christ's lineage, the blessing of Christ's lineage was established. Was established. God in relationship establish it in Abraham as a father. As a father, the thing has come to be. The thing is no longer an idea, is no longer a vision. It has come to be established. I want you to know that your life is established because of you being part of Christ. I want you to see your ministry established. I want you to see the establishment of the church. Is it not interesting that Christ speaks profoundly at the revelation that Peter uttered? You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Christ said, upon this rock, I will build the church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Christ's lineage is established. Hallelujah. Your ministry is established. You're not doing this work by yourself. See that you're doing it because you've been appointed and God has blessed it. God has established it because it is on the foundation of Christ. I want to introduce to us the fourth aspect of Christ's foundation. I don't know whether I'll have time to exhaust all of this, but we'll see how the Spirit of God would help us with this. For we find in Genesis chapter 49, that through Isaac came two sons, Jacob and Esau. God said, Jacob I loved, Esau I hated. Meaning that Jacob had been set upon the foundation that God was laying for Christ. The elect of God. In furthering the foundation of the lineage of Christ. Jacob gave birth to 12 children. In time, they went to Egypt prophetically. And in Egypt, Jacob and his children, finding themselves in the land of Egypt, and Jacob in Egypt was about to join, be gathered unto his fathers. And in Genesis chapter 49, Jacob calls his sons and said unto them, gather of yourselves together. Reading from verse 1. That I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. Gather yourselves together and hear ye, sons of Jacob, and hearken unto Israel, your father. Wow. With what certainty? With what tenacity that Jacob is so confident in the words that are coming out of his mouth unto each and every one of his sons. Said, I'm going to tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. I don't know what last day is talking about. I don't think necessarily he's talking about just the life of his immediate sons. But Jacob is seeing in all these children all the way into the future. The future is speaking generationally. So we need to come to an attention here that what the prophet of God is about doing with his children here is laying foundation for them. Fast forward, I want to intimate quickly that this foundation will come to see that in one of his sons is earmarking a certain foundation that I will shortly speak about. Genesis chapter 49. In the first two verses, Jacob prophetically is setting the foundation for the children of Israel, the tribes of Israel. Let's mark it. Let's mark it. He began with Reuben. Said, thou art my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity and the excellency of power, unstable as water, thou shalt not excel, because thou went up to thy father's bed, then defiled thou it. He went up to my couch. Whew. I want to just express a few things here, my brothers and sisters. How we have to be very careful in the way that we are handling ourselves. We are seeing something here with Reuben. When he went into his father's bed and defiled it, he recognized that nothing had been done about it from the very day that he did that, he committed that iniquity. Years have gone. Years have entered into his life. And we are finding out that as a matter of laying a foundation, his iniquity finds him out. I was telling a few people that we have to be paying attention to what we are doing. Sometimes we are doing things we think nobody sees it and maybe doesn't care to you that there is a reckoning coming. Nothing happens, so everything is forgotten. Reuben is telling us that in Reuben we are learning that the fact that nothing happened does not mean that nothing is going to happen. When it is going to happen, it's not in your hands. It's not in my hands. At the time when foundations are being set, look at Reuben. His iniquities would not favor him with the right foundation. You look at Reuben then, what Jacob is doing here is saying that anyone who is in Reuben will not excel. You don't know why you are not excelling? You don't know why you are not excelling? I'm speaking to a Reubenite. Just to illustrate the point. Because the foundation has been set for you. Because of your father's iniquity. You will not excel. No matter what you do, you will not excel. Your foundation is speaking to you. I have a good news that regardless of whatever foundation we can be set upon, the right foundation in Jesus Christ. The point I'm laying here is to emphasize the significance of foundation, how foundation speaks into our lives, and how it is important that we pay attention to the things that we do today. Because if we are not paying attention, down the line is going to affect your generation. Down the line is going to affect your generation. My beloved brother and sister, don't let us commit the mistake of Reuben so that our subsequent generation will suffer. We come to Simeon, and Levi, and Jacob comes out. Very furiously, it suggests to me, Simeon and Levi are brethren, instruments of cruelty are in their habitations. O my soul, come not thou into their secret, unto their assembly. My honor, be not thou united, for in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they digged down a wall. Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. You want to know how these words of foundation to Levi in particular comes through when eventually the children of Israel had come to a set up in Canaan, the land of the promise. And I'm coming to bring out something here. Don't resist it, but let us learn from what we are engaged with tonight. For something is happening here with the children of Levi. God, in apportioning lands to the children of Israel, did something about the Levites. I want to read from verse 21, Numbers chapter 18, verse 21. And behold, I have given the children of Levi all the tents in Israel for an inheritance, for their service which they serve, even the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. Neither must the children of Israel henceforth come nigh the tabernacle of the congregation, lest they bear sin and die. But the Levites shall do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, and they shall bear their iniquity. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations, that among the children of Israel they have no inheritance. But the tithes of the children of Israel, which they offer as an heave offering unto the Lord, I have given to the Levites to inherit. Therefore I have said unto them, among the children of Israel they shall have no inheritance. They were to serve God in the ministry of the priesthood. But do we see how profoundly the prophetic word of the Jacob into the life of his son Levi, getting down to his children, generations after his son Levi, because of the anger, because of the son's wickedness? He said, I will scatter them in Israel. I will scatter them in Israel. It's a prophetic word. It's a foundation. For the children of Levi will have no inheritance in Israel. They are serving as priests, all right, but they have no inheritance in Israel. You want to find out why? Bringing out the mind of God concerning Levi, but also their foundation is speaking in their lives. Foundation is a very significant thing, brother, sister. Don't trivialize it. Foundation is very, 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 very significant. On what foundation are you living? On what foundation are you doing the work of God? Ain't gonna be Levi, ain't gonna be Reuben, ain't gonna be your father, your mother. Good news is that we have to be sure that it is set upon the sure foundation that God has laid in Jesus Christ. Is it not amazing that in following foundational matters, Christ will come out as priest, the high priesthood of Christ, of God, unto the church? God had to change the foundation. Into the order of Melchizedek. Ha. Ha. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to Jesus. He was not going to be high priest after the order of Levi. And as we come in to shortly learn about Judah, you find why Christ cannot be high priest after the order, the foundation of Aaron. Of Aaron. After the order of Aaron. With Christ, the foundation was changed. The order was changed. God is respecting, acknowledging the word that he had released into Levi. Jacob was not speaking by himself. Jacob was speaking prophetically into the lives of his children. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And then it comes to verse 8, Genesis chapter 49. Judah, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. Thy hand shall be in the neck of thine enemies. Thy father's children shall bow down before thee. Judah is a lion's whelp from the prey. Hey, my son, thou art gone up. He stood down. He couched as a lion, and as an old lion, who shall rouse him up? Oh, glory. Verse 10, the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Binding his foal unto the vine, and he does his coat unto the choice vine. He washed his garment in wine, and his clothes in the blood of grapes. His eyes shall be red with wine, and his teeth white with milk. Awesome. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. We are talking about the foundational lineage of Christ. And we find a glorious wonderful set up here in Judah. But a declaration of the prophetic utterance of Jacob. So Judah, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. We don't see much taking place in Judah until we come to David. Now, this declaration of Jacob finds fulfillment in David when he had killed Goliath and returning, and the women were praising him. David had killed his 10,000, and Saul had killed his 1,000. The people, the women were uttering praise to David. Now, David is of the house of Judah. Glory to Jesus. Now, the foundation of Judah is speaking on the behalf of David. He's come gloriously winning the battle against Satan, against Goliath. And the people are praising him. They don't know why they are praising him. Perhaps, of course, victory has been won. He's achieved greatly. But foundation is speaking for him. The people will praise you when the foundation of Judah pertaining to Christ is speaking for you. You don't ask for praise. You don't ask for honor. The foundation will speak it out for you. You don't struggle for honor. You don't struggle for praise. And what took place in David, we found it happening in Christ. You remember the triumphal entry? The triumphal entry? When he was coming down on the earth. The people were praising him. The multitude were praising him. They were praising him. Oh, what a great fulfillment of prophecy. What a great fulfillment of foundation speaking unto Christ, who is of the house of Judah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory to Jesus. I want to intimate that Jesus, as of his lineage, the foundation of his lineage, Judah is the house of Judah is what God set apart to continue the foundation of Christ. And as I'm speaking tonight, I want to make it clear that all believers who are in Jesus Christ have been placed into the house of Judah. Whether you come from Africa, whether you come from Asia, whether you come from America, whether you come from North America, Central America, whether you are a Jew, whether you are a Gentile, whether you are a woman, whether you are a man, regardless of race, regardless of nationality, you are being gathered in Christ. You are founded upon the foundation of Jesus Christ regarding the house of Judah. Tonight, may the foundation of the house of Judah speak for you as he spoke into the life of David and as he spoke into the life of our Savior Jesus Christ. I'll come back to say a few things in Judah, but I want to point out something quickly here. In verse 10, said, the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet. Now, the scepter is a symbol of authority. It's a symbol that indicates kingship, a kingdom, a throne. So what Jacob is speaking here into the life of his son Judah pertaining to the foundation of Christ, saying that in Christ shall the kingdom be established. In Christ shall be the throne established. An everlasting kingdom. An everlasting kingdom. You see how here in Genesis chapter 49, the foundation was being set. You see how God prophetically, through Jacob, was setting up the foundation. So the scripture, the kingdom, the everlasting kingdom, decreed in Judah, the scripture, the kingdom, the symbol of authority. So the fourth layer of the foundation of Christ is authority. Appointment, blessing, establishment, authority. Karo Shabbat Stafronde. Magitosika Bosha Kataya. He said, all authority has been given me. Go ye therefore and preach the gospel. Hallelujah. Christ is recognizing and acknowledging the establishment of the foundation that have been set for him. Way, 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 way generationally in Judah. An everlasting kingdom. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. As the angel came to Mary, he spoke the foundation of Christ into this wonderful woman, that the son that shall be born shall sit upon the throne of his father David. Hallelujah. Authority, authority, authority. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother, sister in Christ, you are founded upon authority. This is not pride. This is not arrogance. Oh, hallelujah. How is so expedient for you to begin to live a life of authority? For you have been set upon authority. You are a person of authority. You speak words with authority. You command with authority. See the placement of authority under your feet. Jesus' name. You are appointed, you are blessed, you are established. You have authority. You don't hustle for authority, for you have been set upon authority. The earlier you begin to see it, the earlier you begin to apply yourself to that foundation, and the foundation begin to speak for you. You don't bend down. You don't bend down. You don't bend down. Let me put it again. You don't bend down. Horashando. They bow before you. They bow before you. You don't beg. In the house of Judah, the line of Judah, the house of Judah, we are a people who don't beg. We are a people of authority. We are a people unto whom the multitude will gather. We are a people unto whom the people will gather. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. We don't beg for people. We don't beg for people. Our foundation speaks for us. Our foundation speaks for us. We don't organize. We don't organize. We don't orchestrate. We don't strategize to get people in. It is our position, that by our position on the foundation of authority, on the foundation of authority, the people will gather unto you. They will gather, they will come and make league with you. Aya sokataya rosha basendo akoto sibrende ikaya mase kafando shabra. How are you organizing your life? How are you organizing your church? As a matter of fact, I want to say this emphatically, and I will shortly bring it out for us to understand, oh church, that the earlier we begin to rely upon the Spirit of God, the power of God to organize us, we will be in disorder pertaining to our foundation. I pray that the time should be, and soon it is, now it is, that the people of God, the church, we will stop organizing from our own human engenderings. For we are the people who don't beg for following. Hey, Shaba. Sengotayende Basonde. Hello, Saba. Fayala Mashende Kibrota Frianga. I don't care what human strategies some people have used to succeed in making a congregation. It does not impress me. I'm not criticizing. I'm speaking as an apostle to the church. You are working the church on the wrong principle of the foundation of Jesus Christ, going out and strategizing, sitting around a round table and talking how and the research that we have to make and who is what, who is our target that we are reaching. Come on now. Let prayer do the work for you. Let the Holy Ghost do the work for you. Let God command the people unto you. He said, unto you shall the gathering of the people be. Is it not amazing? Is it not amazing that the first, actually the first kingdom that was set up in Israel was not of Judah? It rather came through Benjamin, of whom nothing was spoken about concerning the scepter. But when you read the scripture carefully, what is coming out is that Israel had rejected God for asking for a king. And it seemed to me that God gave them a rejected king. When they were setting up the kingship of Saul, they go by a process, a human process of election. The tribes come, and then the tribe of Benjamin, and it comes to the house of Saul, and then Saul. Men were choosing what they want. God has set him up to teach a lesson that when you reject me, I will reject you. In contrast to the manner of which David was set king over Israel, Judah and Israel, you find that in 2 Samuel, that right after the death of Saul, now David is asking God, where in the land of Judah do you want me to go? 2 Samuel chapter 2, and it came to pass after this that David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go up into any of the cities of Judah? And the Lord said unto him, go. And David said, whither shall I go up? And he said, unto Hebron. So David went up thither, and his two wives also, Ahinoam the Jezreelite, and Abigail, Nabal's wife, the Carmelite. And they went to settle in Hebron. Now I want to quickly intimate something here, that land of Hebron signifies league with God. God set him up into a league with him. David, I'm all yours. David, I'm the number one person you can build relationship with. David, I am the only one that you are to depend on. I am the only one that will be your ally. Hebron, making league with God. And we will soon find out that when David had made league with God, the men of Judah came in verse 4, and there they anointed David king over the house of Judah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And then we come into Genesis, 2 Samuel chapter 5. That the children of Israel came, all the tribes of Israel from verse 1 to David unto Hebron, the place of making league, and spake, saying, behold, we are thy bone and thy flesh. Also in time past, when Saul was king over us, thou wast he that leddest out and broughtest in Israel. And the Lord said to thee, thou shalt feed my people Israel, and thou shalt be a captain over Israel. So all the elders of Israel came to the king to Hebron, and King David made a league with them in Hebron before the Lord, and they anointed David king over Israel. Powerful. David inquired of the Lord, where should I go in the cities of Judah? God said, go to Hebron. I will establish a league with you. Judah came to make league with David, making him king in the house of Judah, ruler, the house of Judah. They came and gathered over unto him. He said, the people shall come. The people shall come and gather unto you. Unto you shall be the gathering of the people. David is sitting in his abode in Hebron, and the people came to him and make him king. He didn't go to Judah, to every house in Judah. Here I am here. I've been anointed to be king, to be a ruler. Why don't you now make me king? He didn't go begging. See how the foundation of Judah was speaking for him. Said, unto you shall the gathering of the people be. down the line, Israel comes. Abner had taken Israel into his ambit. David never questioned it. David did not make any argument. As a matter of fact, he didn't even complain to God. See, God, you anointed me king over this, your nation. I remember that Samuel came to anoint me. But why is this happening? No lamenting before God. Why? Because unto him shall the people gather. Unto you shall the gathering of the people be. They will come and they will make you king. They will be commanded to come. Whether they like it or not. Whether they like it or not, they will bow down before you, David. Oh, church of God. Oh, church of God. That we shall understand the foundation upon which we have been set upon. That we shall understand the foundation of Christ upon which we have been set upon. Oh, for Jesus Christ is of the house of Judah. It's about high time we recognize, we acknowledge that it's not that the one who came to die for us on the cross and shed his blood, but he's also of the house of Judah, and of the house of Judah, the foundation that has been set for the house of Judah, authority, and also the establishment of the kingdom, the nature and the character of it is that we don't beg to be made king. We don't beg for people to come to us. The foundation has been set in the order that they will come. They will, the people will rather come. In the context of this, just look at how ridiculous it would be for David to go from house to house, campaigning from house to house, politicizing, marketing, commercializing, strategizing. Make me king. Totally out of disorder with the foundation that had been set in the house of Judah. Let us learn. Jesus said, depart from me, for ye workers of iniquity. You have done this work out of order. You have not recognized the house that I belong to. You have done it by your own initiative, by your own way. It's not about me. You have not considered me. You have not considered who I am. You have not considered the foundation into which I belong. You have operated outside the character and the nature of the foundation for which I belong. Therefore, you have done the work as an outcast. You have done the work as an outcast. It shall not be recognized. It shall not be respected. You have not done it according to the nature and the character of the foundation upon which the work is to be set upon. Lastly, in John chapter 4, we see the fifth aspect of the foundation of Christ. Appointment, blessing, establishment, authority. And then anointing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anointing. The anointing of Christ. The anointing of Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. For in John chapter 4, Jesus speaking to the woman from Samaria, the woman had been overwhelmed by the engagement. She said profound words. words of wisdom, words of conviction, and she had wondered. Verse 25, John chapter 4, verse 25. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. Christ means the anointed. When he's come, he will tell us all things. Jesus said unto her, I am I that speaketh unto thee of he. Hallelujah. Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee, I am he. What is Christ saying? I am the anointed. Christ is recognizing. Christ is acknowledging the foundation of anointing. That I am he. I am the anointed. The one who is anointed to bring about the work of the kingdom of God. To bring about the setting up of the church of the living God. Five sets of things that speak to the foundation of Christ, upon which we live our lives, upon which we are to do the church work, the ministry of the kingdom. May these five things be established within our spirit man. May we apply them in our lives and in our ministry. May we take this moment, perhaps, turn it over and over and over. Go back, listen to it, that the Spirit of God will minister to you. Let it be a light unto you. To thoroughly examine yourself. How am I living on this foundation of Christ? Paul says it shall be tested. Jesus intimated the testing. Hallelujah. May it not be found of you that you have done a work of iniquity. That your work could not stand the test of fire. Because when it was set, it was found that it was not conducted upon the foundation. Rightly conducted upon the foundation of Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. In the name of Jesus tonight. In the name of Jesus tonight. May order be set in our lives. May the Spirit of the Lord do a work in us. The Ruach, the mind of God, the will of God. Work in us tonight. To order us tonight upon the living foundation of Christ. That upon no other foundation are we living doing the work of ministry, but upon the foundation of Jesus Christ, applying ourselves accordingly thereunto, that our work of ministry, that my life lived upon Jesus Christ's foundation, shall stand. In Jesus' name. 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 Harusta pende kutaya falusaba. The glory of his holy name. May he bless this word. May he bless the gathering of the people on this line. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Even as I hand over to evangelist.
Glory to God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus, for the word that went forth tonight. What a mighty word. The true foundation in Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Spirit of God.
Hallelujah. If you are on the line or you are over the internet and you do not know Christ as the Lord and Savior, I just want to let you know that God loves you, Jesus loves you, and you can come to Jesus just as you are. You just have to ask him in your heart. He can fix you. You can't fix yourself. So you will get that strong foundation in Jesus Christ. If he's knocking on the door of your heart, open up your heart and let him in. Say, Jesus, I know that I have sinned. Come into my life and forgive me. Cleanse me, make me new. By faith, I believe that you died and rose again. Jesus can help you. Through his spirit, the Holy Spirit can give you good teaching and teach you and give you the foundation in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
If you said that prayer, welcome over and shall talk to the body of Christ. Welcome to the body of Christ. Kingdom Builders International would love to send you a Bible, pray for you. So you can go to www.kingdomdaughters.org. These are the comment in the comment box. We are there to help build the kingdom. We are there for you so that God, not almost so God, case you get the glory. Hallelujah to you. We thank you, man of God, for how God used you tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to open up the line. If any prayer requests or comments, please come forth now because the lines are open. Hallelujah, God. You are truly worthy. Hallelujah. Yes, Pastor Teresa.
Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
You know, foundation. I mean, if we could just get it.
Yes.
The foundation. It is laid so that it can be built up on. Christ laid the foundation. I am just so filled and blessed with the word that God gave the man of God.
Yes.
It is for his people. It is for his people.
Yes.
It is for us, you know, to have a foundation that's built up on Christ. You know, just built up on Christ.
Jesus.
Strong
foundation.
Lord Jesus, that was missing. That was missing in the body of Christ. That's what's missing in the church. You know, our churches are built upon man. Woman. I just encourage everyone to call a friend, go into the archives, and listen to this prophetic teaching. It's time out for church as usual. for God want us to build what he have already laid the foundation for us to build upon. Jesus, I'm just blessed. You have truly blessed me tonight. You have truly blessed me, and I'm just, Jesus, I have to minister that word. I have to minister that word. Jesus, I'm just blessed. Woo, Jesus, I can run with that for years to come, I'm telling you.
Glory, God.
Glory.
Glory.
Glory. Glory. Glory.
Rich. Deep. Deep. And if you want to build a foundation on Jesus and you have to start over, it's okay.
Yes, Lord.
Okay.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We don't want to miss it.
You don't want
we don't
to
want
miss
to
it.
Miss it. No, we don't want to miss it.
Mm.
Walk in forgiveness and love and build upon the foundation. Get the word in your spirit. Be free. Be set free. Lord Jesus. Mm. God bless you, Pastor Mills. God bless you. I just want to lift you up, cover you in prayer.
In Jesus'
Father, we
name.
Thank you, Lord God, for Pastor Mills, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for a faithful man of God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you have birthed some things in him. Mm. And Father, we thank you, Lord God, that they will be established.
In Jesus'
Lord God,
name.
We thank you, Father, that as he continually sowing for your sake, Father God, Father, that deep roots will be established in your people. We cover him with the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus Christ, that will keep us from all hurt, harm, and danger. Father, we thank you, Lord God, and we cover his family with the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that he is a vessel of honor, sanctified and useful for the master's use, prepared, Lord God, to do the work, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that he's strong and in you, Father. His foundation is solid in you, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that he's lifting you up. And he's able to draw because he lifts you up, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that he will replenish of himself, Father. That he will multiply of himself, Father. For truly there's great need, Father, in your kingdom. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against the man of God shall prosper. And we thank you, Lord God, that even every tongue that have rose up against him, that it will not prosper.
In Jesus' name.
And we thank you, Father, that every word that he has spoken tonight, Lord God, that it will manifest in our lives and every listener life on this line, the internet, Lord God. Even, Lord God, that same power that as he go forth in archives, the same rich anointing will touch the people as they listen to what you have spoken through the man of God. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, we give you the honor and we give you the praises. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Pastor Mills, that was a full dish you gave us today. Glory to God and Kingdom Builders International. Thank you very much for letting Holy Spirit use you. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Is there anyone else on the line who has a comment or a prayer request?
Amen.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Good evening. This is Tammy Russell. I'm a member of Living Way Christian Center here in Gary, Indiana. And, man of God, I just wanted to give thanks to God tonight for allowing you to be on the talk line tonight and minister to us tonight. And I knew when I just even just heard your accent that you were anointed man of God when I heard your voice. And Father just blessed me. Our Heavenly Father just blessed me tonight so mightily through your word and through his love. And when you were ministering to us about our foundation is on Jesus, everything we do, believe, breathe, and our being, the foundation has to be on Jesus. And that's my life, my relationships, my love walk, everything. I needed to hear that, man of God. And I thank the Lord for bringing the word to us tonight and for imparting to my soul that reality and that truth about Jesus. And not just that he's with us, but that everything that I have is in Christ Jesus, is through Christ Jesus. I always knew everything was about Jesus, but that everything that I stand on in my life is about Jesus. So I know I'm a success with anything. Anything that I do and have to achieve and be in life, I know it will be prosperous and victorious because it does stand on Jesus. My foundation is in the Lord. And in our ministry, we're taught to pour the blood of Jesus into our foundation. Pour the blood of Jesus into our foundation. And it just expounds so much tonight as you were ministering, man of God. And I just phone up to my ear as you were continuing to minister, and God just gave me such a beautiful revelation of the windows of heaven. It just opened, and it just poured out blessings upon us. And I just thank you. I just thank you for being on the talk radio tonight. Amen.
Glory to God. Pastor Mills, do you have any comments?
Hallelujah.
Well, I thank God for this evening, and it's just been glorious, and again, I want to thank you all for this channel that we can use to bring out God's mind for the church. And I am really praying that God will make it such that this ministry would extend across the borders of the United States and win souls and bring people's attention to the work of ministry, the Christian life that we live in true harmony with what Christ has said for us. So peace and many blessings to you, and I pray that the mercies of God will continue with you and the favor of God will continue to go before you. I'm praying that your anointing shall increase. I'm praying that your influence shall increase and greater works you shall do.
Yes, hallelujah.
The praise of the living God. Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we just thank God again for everyone that has called in and all our internet listeners. Glory be to God. You can also go to www.kingdomdaughters.org if you'd like to sow a seed into the ministry. Glory to God. We thank you again, man of God. And good night, and God bless you.
Amen.
Good night, everyone. Good night.
I give myself.